It has been 75 years since British ruled India was carved into two new states, independent India and Pakistan, a homeland for Muslims. Partition of the subcontinent in 1947 was violent, and it led to one of the biggest migrations of the 20th century. An estimated 10 million people fled across the newly drawn borders, Hindus and Sikhs to India, and Muslims to Pakistan. Perhaps a million people were killed, families were torn apart, and decades on, two Pakistani friends are trying to reunite loved ones before it's too late. And they're doing it by making viral videos. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Burewala, Pakistan.
In a video watched hundreds of thousands of times, an elderly brother and sister hug each other like they never want to let go. They're at a border crossing between India and Pakistan. It's the first time they've seen each other since childhood. They were separated 75 years ago. The brother is Sikh, with the black turban and long grey beard. He's come from India. His sister is a Muslim. She wears a pink headscarf. She's Pakistani. They were both born into a Sikh family who fled to India during partition. But their mother was killed, and that elderly woman was just a baby left behind with her dead mother. She was found by a Muslim couple who raised her as their own. They were reunited by two Pakistani men who've gained a reputation for finding loved ones lost during partition. The men are Nasser Dillon and Papinder Singh. Singh tells me,
in the next 5 or 10 years, these people will pass on. We want to bring peace to people who've held this pain in their hearts for 75 years.
For the past 6 years, Singh and Dillon have been doing just that. They create videos of people talking about how they lost their family members during the chaos of partition. Those videos are viewed by millions of people who then, in the luckiest cases, help track down those missing family members so they can reunite. The pair produce their videos out of Dillon's garage.
This is the studio.
They show me some of their videos. They've got more than 96 million views. Singh says the videos go viral because many Pakistanis and Indians want to heal the wounds of partition.
The partition happened, but we can move on and show each other love.
It's a love echoed in the friendship of the two men. Singh is from Pakistan's Sikh minority, Dillon from the Muslim majority. They bonded years ago over their interest in partition history. And with every video that goes viral, more hopeful families get in touch. Now they're trying to find the brother of Sharifa Bibi. They've made a video of her story and uploaded it to their YouTube channel. Sharifa Bibi guesses she's more than 80 years old. Sharifa Bibi's brother got lost when her family were fleeing their village in India. Their mother was holding his hand, but she had to let go of him as rioters demanded the gold ring off her finger.
He must have got scared and run away. My relatives looked for him even in the canal where the rioters tossed the bodies of dead Muslims.
We met in the town of Burewala, where Sharifa Bibi's family built a new life. But she says her mother never got over the loss.
My mother was always crying for her lost son.
And her son was crying for her. He tried to find her.
All right, now Sharifa Bibi's in the middle.
To help us understand, Sharifa Bibi's family drives us through cornfields to a nearby village. To meet an elderly man called Muhammad Asghar. We greet him and he says, Sharifa Bibi looks just like her brother, the one she hasn't seen in 75 years. Here's how he knows. Muhammad Asghar used to be a horse and cart driver, and around 35 years ago, as he waited for customers outside the Burewala train station, he met a man from India who was asking if anybody knew his family.
He cried to me that he lost his family in partition and that he was adopted by a rich Hindu couple.
Asghar says the man told him his name was Ranjit, but that he was born a Muslim and believed his family had settled in the area. Asghar took pity on the man and invited him home. For about 2 weeks, they clip-clop from village to village.
We went to all the village mosques and told people, there is a man here from India and he's looking for his family. He lost them in partition. Did anybody here lose a son? About a dozen families came forward, but they said, no, this isn't our boy.
After a few weeks of searching, Ranjit lost hope and packed his bags. But as he was leaving,
Ranjit told me, I work as a vet at the Delhi Race Club. If you ever have news about my family, come to India. Just wait till 2 p.m. when I finish work and meet me at the gate.
At around that time, Sharifa Bibi heard about the man from India.
A woman told me he's looking for his brothers and sisters.
Sharifa Bibi tracked down Asghar and rushed over with her parents. But Ranjit had already left. She says her mother collapsed. She saw some socks on the floor. Ranjit had left them behind.
She snatched them and said, did these belong to my son? Then she buried her face in them. My father did too. And they wept.
But for the first time in decades, they also had hope. Sharifa Bibi says her mother was like a woman revived.
My mother swelled with hope. She said it was like her breasts filled with milk again.
Sharifa Bibi's sister and husband went to the New Delhi racing track to try find him. But as Pakistanis in India, they were treated with suspicion.
When my sister returned empty-handed, my parents were broken. They died a few years later, crying over their son.
As we sit with Asghar, he tells us something that Sharifa Bibi has never heard before, that this was the second time that her brother tried to find his family in Borewala. Asghar says during partition, after Ranjit let go of his mother's hand,
he followed other Muslims fleeing to Pakistan. They came to this train station. He slept here for a few nights.
Asghar says Ranjit remembered the name of the station. He thought it might be important to his story, but he couldn't remember how he ended up back in India. Sharifa Bibi is overcome as she hears this and faints.
Yeah, I'm on the way.
Are you okay? Are you okay, Pani? They call for water and Sharifa Bibi revives. And even though decades have passed since she last heard of her brother, she says, my brother, you cried for us and we cried for you. She calls out, are you listening, brother? If you're listening, please come and see me. Dear Hadid, NPR News, Borewala.